This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
A project at this magnitude and scale is going to allow so many diverse businesses, particularly black businesses, to have an opportunity that they would not otherwise have.
What we are afraid of is that this Chinatown end up looking like eviscerated.
Let's start this year in review episode of The Week in Philly by talking about one of the biggest stories of the year in the city, the green lighting of that new 76ers arena in Center City. Now, the final vote of approval from City Council came right before Christmas, but let's review the whole process now as we bring in KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb. And Pat, the idea for the new arena was first floated by the Sixers a couple of years ago. I rolled my eyes at it. I thought, well, that's nice, but that's never going to happen. Obviously, it came to a head in December. Kind of take us through the timeline as things really started to crystallize this year.
Well, as soon as the Sixers floated this idea, the opposition started to form really solidly. Like a nanosecond after they suggested it, there was really, I would have to say, a knee-jerk reaction against it by Chinatown, which is always threatened with encroachment. You know, they were going to build a baseball stadium near there, a casino near there. They managed to defeat those. They did not manage to defeat the convention center, which arguably has been a boon for Chinatown. They also tried to prevent a federal detention center on their east side and failed, but that has been just a non-factor for the neighborhood. So this arena, though, they were against from the beginning. They never contemplated being part of negotiations or listening to what the plan actually was. Mayor Parker is a supporter for a couple of reasons. She owes her victory in the mayor's race to the labor movement very much, and she thinks it's a good project. Then there were hearings where the, you know, opposition became, very organized with presentations about why this was an existential threat to Chinatown. So all of this was brought to bear during these hearings, and ultimately, council supported this too.
Let's focus for the moment on the folks from Chinatown. Did they get concerns addressed?
They did get their concerns addressed, but not in any way to the extent that they could have if they had participated in these negotiations. They absolutely refused to countenance the idea that this arena was going to be improved, even though it looked very much like it was going to be, especially once the mayor announced her support. As a result, there is a community benefits, a $50 million community benefits agreement. Only a little more than half of that goes to Chinatown. Almost half of the community benefits, and it's now a $60 million community benefits, $28 million of that goes everywhere else in the city besides Chinatown. It supports all kinds of programs that will benefit Chinatown in the vague sense that they'll benefit everybody. And Councilman Mark Squilla did introduce zoning legislation to protect Chinatown, but they could have had a lot more input. Ostensibly, that legislation will protect them. But if they'd participated, if they'd sat down with him and said, okay, you're introducing this zoning legislation, here's what needs to be in it, they might have had even more protections. It was, I think, a miscalculation just to not participate at all.
Are there other communities that the Arena Project could really affect?
Well, there are two neighborhoods that got involved in being opponents. One was the Gayborhood. That is pretty far afield from the Arena. But the other one is the Washington Square West, they call it. And one of the big concerns there was that Jefferson Hospital, which it will be just blocks from the Arena, will be subject to traffic jams from the Arena. But the administration at Jefferson said, we can handle this. So the administration said it wasn't a big issue, but some employees argued differently.
Any groups that are really going to benefit past, like, the 76ers?
Labor. There will be a lot of jobs created, especially during construction. And then there will be jobs afterward that will be different from the jobs that are currently at the Wells Fargo Center.
So what is the timeline for the Arena going forward here?
Demolition is set to begin in 2026, and then construction will be completed in 2031 because that's when the Sixers want to be out of the Wells Fargo Center.
All right. Thank you very much. Pat's actually going to stick with us for another segment after the break as we look back at Sherelle Parker's first year as mayor of Philadelphia. More of this year in review edition of The Week in Philly coming up right after this.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.